So Jonah receives a call to go to Nineveh, but instead he goes to Tarshish. Has anyone here ever done that? Your heart is telling you, or your higher power is telling you, to go one direction, and you run away and go the other direction. Maybe Tarshish is your comfort zone, your well-worn groove. Maybe Nineveh, whatever Nineveh is for you, feels dangerous, feels unknown. Maybe it feels too big, too ambitious. I'm not up to this. I'm not smart enough, strong enough, young enough, old enough, fill in the blank, enough. Or maybe, like for Jonah, Tarshish is simplicity. Nineveh is complexity and ambiguity, the gray area. You know that if you go to Nineveh, you are not going to be able to keep the nice, clean categories of your mind intact. Things might get turned upside down. The rules that you've lived by might start to blur. You'll be forced to question everything. Jonah is so afraid of this, he just can't face it. Because he knows that in Nineveh, he will meet people who are supposedly evil, and yet they won't be all evil, not all of the people, not all of the time, and they might be able to change. And that's a scary thought, because nobody likes change. He'd rather they stay put right where they are in his mind, in their clear evilness. And so, on the boat to Tarshish, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the wind howling, calling him to do what he knows he must do, Jonah goes into maximal avoidance mode. He goes down below the deck of the ship. He pulls the cover over his head, and he goes to sleep. It's all hands on deck. Everyone is racing around trying to figure out what to do about the storm, and Jonah is sleeping. The guy who's actually responsible for the storm is sleeping. The guy at whom the wake-up call is directed is sleeping. Has anyone here ever slept through a wake-up call? We all do it. We all do it. To some extent, we're all sleeping through our wake-up call with respect to our ecological crisis, especially in our government right now, but ordinary people like you and me. The storms of climate change are rocking our boat, and many people are under the deck, blankets over our ears, sleeping. In part, it's because the complexity of the problem is overwhelming. Our world is more complicated than it's ever been. Everything affects everything. Nothing can be teased apart. Alternative facts abound. Nothing can be neatly solved. We are on overload. Part of the success of conservative and authoritarian forces today is a reaction against the shifting complexity of the Nineveh that we already live in. Some people long to make America Tarshish again. And many of us, in our anger, are tempted to divide the world into clear categories of black and white and good and bad. We demonize others and collectively call them the enemy. Our tolerance for complexity is at an all-time low. This story calls us to go to Nineveh anyway, to wake up, get up on deck, and meet the ambiguities of our world head on. We're called to take the risk of meeting people who are different from us and open our hearts to the possibility that they too are multidimensional and not just evil. We're called to the humility of knowing that we don't know everything and we certainly don't know the future. We're called to bring our ministry, and we each have our own special ministry, our own insights, our own flavor of love, our own ability to serve. We're called to bring our ministry to wherever it's most needed. wherever that may be.